This podcast is the blue planet of the audio world. It's called Ocean's Life Underwater. It comes from Crowd Network and Greenpeace. I've listened to it, and I'll be honest, it's like nothing I've heard before. It's not a doom and gloom pod. It's not preachy, really. I'd probably describe it as feel-good cinema for curious, nature-loving ears with an emphasis on storytelling. Here's how it works. You'll be dropped into the shoes of explorers, of marine biologists, and I'll be honest, penguin fanatics, hearing mind-boggling stories about their watery world. So, if you need something different for your ears on your dog walk or commute or whenever else you listen to your pods, search for Ocean's Life Underwater in your favourite podcast app. Here's a little clip for you. Enjoy.
Let's take a typical dive. Let's not go too far. Let's go to like the coast of Cornwall. We take a boat out into the middle of the ocean, the Atlantic. It's a beautiful day. Sea is not too wavy, but there's a little bit of wave. You take this big yellow buoy in which you have a dive line. And you drop the line to however deep you want to go, let's say 50 meters. So you got a straight dive line, so you know exactly, like, I won't wander too far from there. You click onto the dive line with a lanyard. And then I just like to lay on the surface of the ocean and kind of literally get on the sea's wavelength. Because, you know, like, you can feel the waves, like, they kind of rock through your body. And if you let that happen, you instantly fall into the rhythm of the sea. And then you take a nice big breath. You turn around and you face that line and you face the depth of the sea, that blue. And you take a moment and then you just start swimming down gently, slowly. And the deeper you go, the smaller your lungs get. And at a certain point, your lungs are so small that you're no longer buoyant. So then comes the best bit. You can just stop swimming and you just start falling into that blue. And you can just completely surrender, like everything you have. You don't have to do anything anymore except for equalize. So everything you are is just in that little ball of air in your mouth that you use to equalize your ear. And the rest of you just dissolves into the water. Like you slowly merge with something as powerful as an ocean. It's flying. And you're surrounded by nothing but blue, green, these weird sounds of the ocean, like you can't really hear the surface anymore. But the ocean is full of sound because sound travels further underwater. So there's little clings, and sometimes you can hear dolphins in the distance, and sometimes you can hear boats miles away. But the overwhelming sensation, especially at depth, is one of your heartbeat. You can hear it go boom, boom, every 3 seconds or so. And there's just a calmness. All other thoughts are gone. And then you come back up and you have, like, after a successful dive, the rest of your day is good. Because, like, you had one good dive, you had that moment of being at one with the sea, that means that's a good day.
This is Oceans, Life Underwater, a new podcast all about the oceans and the mind-blowing life within them. I'm Hannah Stitfall. I'm a zoologist, wildlife filmmaker and broadcaster, and I'm on a mission to learn everything I can about the Big Blue.
The ocean is just mind-blowingly huge. Did you know that more than 70%, 7/10 of the Earth's surface is covered in seawater?
You could drop all of Mount Everest into the ocean and still you'd have an enormous amount of water above it.
Over the next 12 episodes, I'll be talking to marine biologists, free divers, submarine pilots, explorers, ship captains, scientists, and policymakers, hearing the most incredible stories about our seas and the people who are devoting their lives to protecting them.
You know, almost half of our planet is a vast ocean beyond national borders, and I believe that we have a collective responsibility to protect it.
The ocean is important to Māori because without it, we cannot thrive.
Oranges, yellows, reds, just incredible layers of life. I mean, every square centimeter covered.
If you've ever been in the richness of, like, the presence of a whale and her calf, you know inherently you want to preserve that.
Protecting the ocean is not rocket science. We know how to do it. We just have to do it.
This is Oceans, Life Underwater, Episode 1.
Hey there! I'm Hannah.
And I'm Audrey.
We are a sister filmmaking duo
and co-hosts of Sleepover Cinema,
our show where we analyze the films that created the collective unconscious of the girls, gays, and theys of the late 90s and early 2000s.
Princess Diaries, The Cheetah Girls, Aquamarine, Cinderella, the one starring Brandy.
We haven't stopped thinking about these movies since we first saw them, and we want you to rewatch them
and review them with us.
Are these movies as bad as critics would have us believe?
Do we even care if they are?
We are always unpacking that very question on Sleepover Cinema.
Check out Sleepover Cinema wherever you get your podcasts or at evergreenpodcasts.com.
See you soon.
Hello, everyone. My name is Matt Neglia, and I am the host of the Next Best Picture podcast, part of the Film Entertainment Awards website, nextbestpicture.com. On our show, we explore all year long what is possibly going to win Best Picture at the Oscars. We do this by conducting interviews with people within the film industry, holding weekly reviews of the latest theatrical releases, and on our main show, where we dive into various different topics, answer your fan questions, and also do our best to explore Oscar history's past in hopes that it will tell us something new for this upcoming award season race. We hope that you will join us on all of the various podcasting networks. We look forward to seeing you over at nextbestpicture.com.
Hi, I'm Christina Yerling-Biro, host of the podcast Pop Culture Confidential. Join me as I go way behind the scenes with some of the most influential people in entertainment and media. Hear actors such as Succession's Brian Cox talk about his favorite characters to play.
There always has to be a mystery. The audience have to be in a situation where they want to know what's going on.
Meet studio execs like Pixar chief Pete Docter and learn his secret on how he makes us cry.
Emotion is our first language.
And so many others who are defining popular culture, from Obama speechwriter David Litt to Top Chef host Padma Lakshmi.
We don't often think about food politically, or we don't want to, but it really is.
Join me. Search for Pop Culture Confidential wherever you get your podcasts.